Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Many Massachusetts labor union leaders are not happy today. During budget debate in the House last night, lawmakers approved a provision that would allow cities and towns to alter employee health insurance plans with only limited input from municipal employee unions. WBUR's Steve Brown has some reaction from the Statehouse.
The compromise passed by a vote of 111-42. It was aimed at short-circuiting a union-backed amendment that would have required communities collectively bargain with unions before implementing any health plan changes. The lawmakers' approval is not sitting well with unions. Massachusetts AFL-CIO President Robert Haynes says he's saddened House members would take collective bargaining away from firefighters, police officers, and teachers.
We're willing to give the savings. All we want to do is protect retirees and the sickest among us. And all we wanted was a closure mechanism. All we wanted was an arbitrator, some kind of neutral process that would determine what's fair and what was appropriate.
Under the compromise, unions and the communities would be required to discuss any changes during a 30-day period before adjusting a health plan. But ultimately, the community has the final say on features such as premium and deductible splits. Jeff Beckwith with the Massachusetts Municipal Association is pleased with the provision, saying it's a strong and powerful vote for reform.
This legislation provides a role and a voice for municipal employees, but also allows municipalities, cities, and towns to move forward, save substantial amounts of money on health insurance, and make sure that those funds can be used to protect the very services that the taxpayers of the Commonwealth receive, and also to protect jobs.
Beckwith says under the proposal, municipal workers would have more say over plan design than state workers do. After the vote, House Speaker Robert DeLeo issued a statement applauding the members for the action he says will save cities and towns $100 million a year. Meanwhile, the unions are now set to bring their fight across the hall when the Senate begins its budget debate sometime next month. For WBUR, I'm Steve Brown at the Statehouse.